Flying thousands of feet above the southern border, 8 white blimps, each 200 feet long, scan the vast expanses of desert and open water, looking for any and all activity approaching the United States. The radars in these blimps, known as Tethered Aerostat Radar Systems, or TARS, were at least partly developed at Utah State University, and Customs and Border Protection paid the university's research foundation $4.1 million for its work. According to federal spending databases, Utah State accepted more funding from Customs and Border Protection than any other university since 2010. Neither Border Protection or the Utah State Research Foundation responded to repeated requests for comment, but Utah State spokesman Tim Vitale says the university has no involvement with Border Protection's daily operations.
Our role is to provide scientific research or services in our areas of expertise. We've been working with state, federal, and local government agencies for decades and decades around the world.
Customs and Border Protection has drawn strong criticism recently for its handling of asylum seekers arriving from Mexico, and Democratic lawmakers have gone as far as calling the detention centers concentration camps. While the aerostat radars are mostly tracking low-flying aircraft for drug smuggling, critics say any relationship between the university and Border Protection is an issue. Paulina Rivera Soto is the student advocate vice president for Utah State Student Government.
Question here is, 5, 10, or 15 years down the road, how do we as an institution want to be remembered? Because of our current situation, it is sending a message to our students.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Carter Moore.